Last Lord's Day, we began a vitally important study concerning calling on the name of the Lord. As we went to Acts chapter 2, this is the day the church began in Jerusalem in the first century on the day of Pentecost, as the outpouring of the Holy Spirit had come upon the apostles. As you see there in verse 1 of Acts chapter 2, going through verse 4. And this, of course, gave the apostles the ability to remember all that Jesus had taught them, and this would enable them to preach the gospel without error. They were guided in all truth. And so Peter, standing up with the 11, began to preach the first gospel sermon of the New Testament church, verses 14 through 40. And again, our focus is on verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He was quoting Joel chapter 2, verse 32. Yes. So whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we could say whosoever fails or refuses to call upon the name of the Lord shall not be saved. And therefore, we can conclude it is vital to our eternal destiny that we understand what it means calling on the name of the Lord. And we'll continue our study of this very important passage in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. Remember the initials, PFE, and that will help us to focus. What's the most important thing we could be doing? Preparing for eternity, of course. Now, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street here in Martinsville, as, of course, we're studying God's precious Word in our Bible classes. As we come together to worship God in the assembly, we strive to do so in spirit and in truth, with a proper attitude, but also following the New Testament pattern which God has given us. Now, that's John 4:24. And I can assure you, you will be very much welcome. We love to have visitors. Something else to mention. If you're interested in studying the Bible together, we'll set that up at your convenience and be looking forward to that. And we're always glad to answer Bible questions you may have, or comments, positive or negative, they're welcome as well. We have Bible correspondence courses available. So again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027, and our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, this morning here at Morgan Street, Brother Tim Hale, a former member here that's now a member at Highland Village in Bloomington, Indiana, will be doing the preaching and the Bible class hour. So I know you'll look forward to hearing him if you're able to come. I, Lord willing, will be preaching at the Stop 11 Road Church of Christ annual lectureship, and the theme is Triumphs and Tragedies. I'm privileged to speak at 11 a.m. There'll be a 10 a.m. service, and then after lunch, 1:30 p.m., then 2:30 p.m., and Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 1:30 p.m., 7 p.m., and 8 p.m. Make your plans to attend this outstanding lectureship. I guarantee that you will be filled with blessings of the spiritual nature. And of course, the fellowship is rich, as well as the sound gospel preaching that has been my privilege to hear for a number of years. I enjoy taking off this week and attending all the lectures as possible. Look forward to seeing you there. Now, let's get back to our study, calling on the name of the Lord. And last Lord's Day, we ruled out what it does not mean. It does not mean simply to call out, "Lord, save me." We proved that with Matthew 7:21 and other scriptures as well. And then we noted it does not mean to put your hand on the radio or TV and ask God to save you. They had no such things in the first century. We're not to add to God's word, of course. And it does not mean receiving some literature and signing a pledge card at a religious service, crusade, or whatever, as Billy Graham is on TV telling people in their sins to say his suggested prayer and then call a given phone number. This is not what it means. And then we actually defined by the Word of God what it does mean. As we saw Peter, of course, quoting from Joel chapter 2, and as he's preaching concerning Christ's death, Acts 2:23, his burial, resurrection, and him being Lord in Christ, Acts 2:24 through 36, and we saw when they were convicted, they were pricked in their heart and cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Verse 37, all here in Acts 2. What did Peter command these believers to do? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 38. In the name means by the authority. And we saw this with other scriptures. Acts chapter 4, verse 7 and 10 through 12. And so we understood there's no contradiction in Peter's sermon in what Jesus taught, Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Calling upon the name of the Lord and shall be saved. Remember, that goes together, doesn't it? And so we're not seeing any contradiction here between the Lord and Peter, who's inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so they're teaching the same thing, obedience to God's word. So we want to pick back up this morning and study some other passages in the Word of God where it has the phrase calling on the name of the Lord. So we want to nail this down where there's no doubt that we can have a good understanding. What does this mean, calling upon the name of the Lord? So let's continue now with Acts 22 and verse 16. Now the context here is Paul's own account of his conversion. You see, Ananias was the human instrument that was to tell Paul what he was to do in order to become a Christian, a child of God. He wasn't told on the road to Damascus when the Lord met him. No, he was to go into Damascus where there it would be told him what he must do. Here's what happened. As Ananias is saying to Saul, at that time he was Saul, "And now why tarest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Here's our phrase that we're studying, calling on the name of the Lord. Now, in Acts 22, verse 10, "And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do." There it is. What I just mentioned earlier about Paul was not saved on the road to Damascus. The Lord told him to go into Damascus there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And this is also in Acts 9, verse 6. This was not calling on the name of the Lord. As he was 3 days without sight, neither did eat or drink. Acts 9, 9. This is not calling on the name of the Lord, obviously. Now, Paul called upon the name of the Lord when he arose and was baptized, just as those on the day of Pentecost. As you go again to verse 16 of Acts 22, no one should miss this. It's just too plain. What are you waiting on, Paul? Of course, then he was Saul. Arise and do what? Be baptized. Why? Why be baptized? Well, it's going to contact the blood of Christ in that watery grave, because you see the next word, wash. What's the next word? Away. Next word, thy. Next word, sins. Wash away thy sins. When does that occur? When you contact the blood of Christ. When do you contact the blood of Christ? When you're immersed underwater, your old sinful self is buried, and the new self comes up out of the water to walk in newness of life. Yes, as that's in Romans chapter 6, isn't it? Well, let's notice, as years later, Paul would write in Romans 10, verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Are we putting this all together? We should. Now, let's get the context here of Romans 10, verse 13. Let's go to Romans 10 now and start with verse 9. We want to get the context here. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." So this is a requirement. In order to obey the gospel, one must make the good confession in stating that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Now this is unto salvation, so that's not at the point one is saved. We should note that. But let's continue. Verse 11 in Romans 10. "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." Now, this again is what we're studying. Calling on the name of the Lord. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Verse 13. This is the verse that we're looking at, and we're seeing the context. Now notice, we're going to continue. "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." Notice verse 16. "But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report?" Isaiah 53:1, isn't it? Now, verse 17. "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. So here Paul mentioned hearing, preaching, believing, confessing, and obeying the gospel of Christ. And if we go to chapter 6 now, note verse 17, that they obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto them. And then you see about baptism, do you not, in chapter 6, verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? That's when he shed his blood, in his death, John chapter 19, 33 and 34. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Jesus came forth from the tomb. That's right. And he's reigning, of course, now in heaven. And as we come up out of that watery grave, we're now walking in newness of life. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and that henceforth we should not serve sin. Now that's obeying from the heart that form of doctrine. Yes, the doctrine of Christ, of course. Here in Romans 6, verse 17. So the Romans had been saved when they obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto them, and when they were baptized into Jesus Christ. This was calling upon the name of the Lord. Yes, sir. That's what we're seeing in the Word of God. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2. Unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Now here, this is referring to those who live faithfully the Christian life. Then in other passages, we were seeing that calling on the name of the Lord was referring to those who needed to obey the gospel in order to have their sins removed by the blood of Christ. Of course, as a faithful child of God, we are to continue in the faith. And of course, as long as we are faithful and we are in fellowship with God, the blood of Christ continually cleanses us of our sins. 1 John 1, 7. As we are in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Christ continues to cleanse us, you see. So we want to, of course, stay faithful no matter what, no matter how many depart. Sad to say, that's the case with a number of our brethren who were once with us and serving God faithfully and for different situations arising, temptations, persecutions, whatever that came up that Satan, of course, is behind in getting us away from the truth. We've had some brethren leave our number. And of course, we need to work in getting them back. They're no longer to be called a Christian. They're still brethren, yes, but they're not followers of Christ, having become unfaithful. So you see, calling on the name of the Lord and calling on the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, is also submitting to his authority continually even after we've obeyed the gospel, we need to, of course, be faithful even unto death. Revelation 2:10, we'll receive the crown of life. So, the way we as Christians continue calling upon the name of the Lord is by living the Christian life in obedience to God's will, submitting to the authority of Christ. Now, I want us to go to Colossians chapter 3, and I want to start with verse 10, and we'll, of course, center in on verse 17. Notice in this chapter, we're to seek the things which are above, that is Christ, as he sits on the right hand of God. We're to set our affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Verses 1 and 2. Now, you can see, as Paul continues writing to the Church of Christ at Colossae, that there were things that needed to be put to death. You can see that in verse 5, and he continues, "But now ye also put off these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds." Now we come to verse 10. This is what I wanted us to see. "And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. There is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful." Let's stop here. We've been talking about calling upon the name of the Lord. That is our part, to submit to his authority, to obey the gospel, and to remain faithful, as we're talking about now, living the Christian life. So that is our part to do that. But here you see, notice again, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. How's that going to be possible if we're not staying with his word? "To which also ye are called into one body." We're called by the gospel. That's how we're called. And we're called into one body, one true church that we read about in the New Testament, that began in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. Now, what is the proper name for the church that Jesus promised to build, that he purchased with his precious blood, that he is the head of the body? It's his spiritual body, and he is the foundation. He is the chief cornerstone. What's the name of that true church? The Church of Christ, of course. That's the one body we're called into, and be ye thankful. Now, verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Specific command is to sing, not play, not hum, not whistle, not beat on drums, not pluck strings of instruments of man, but from the heart. Yes, sing. And that's a command. And verse 17, "Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Did we get it? Do all in the name of the Lord. How do we do that? We stay with the New Testament pattern by the authority of the Lord as we submit to His doctrine, His teaching. That is something we all must do if we're accountable unto God, if we're going to be prepared for the day of judgment when the Lord comes again. So we need to note John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, how else can we love God if we do not keep His commandments? That's right. We must do that. It's not an optional matter, take it or leave it kind of thing. So, as we close out our study of calling upon the name of the Lord, for the lost soul, that means to obey the gospel of Christ. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that what? Obey him. That's right. Submitting to Christ's authority. Calling upon the name of the Lord for the Christian is to continue living the Christian life, even if it meant dying for the cause of Christ or until the Lord comes again. Revelation 2:10. Have we called upon the name of the Lord to become a Christian? We stand ready to assist anyone in obeying the gospel. And are we calling upon Him by living for Him? If we're a member of the Lord's church, are we serving Him, loving Him? If not, why not? Let's get things in order. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. So this morning, what will it be? Doing the will of God or being deceived by Satan? Let's stay with the truth. And we are ready to, again, assist anyone in obeying the gospel, as we must hear the word of God. That's how our faith comes, as we read earlier, Romans 10:17. We are to believe that Jesus is the Christ. He went to the cross for our sins, not His own. We must believe that, and that motivates us. This is John 8:24. That motivates us to repent, to get out of a sinful life and turn to God and allow Him to direct our steps. Yes, Luke 13:3-5. And then, as we read earlier in Romans 10:9-10, the confession with the mouth is made unto salvation, as we state Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. Now we're ready to be immersed into a watery grave, just as the Apostle Paul did when he obeyed the gospel and washed away his sins in the watery grave of baptism. We thank you so much for listening today.